Good morning, my brothers across the nations of the earth, and welcome to Daily Declarations. Our declaration for today will be taken from Leviticus chapter 6 and verse 13, and it reads, "A fire shall always be burning on the altar. It shall never go out." One of the key functions of the priest under the Old Testament was to tend to the fire burning on the altar in the tabernacle of meeting every day. In Hebrews 8 and verse 7, the Bible says, "But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is also mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises." The New Testament is a better covenant with better promises. And as a priest under the New Testament, it is an even greater requirement to ensure that there is always fire on the altar of your heart. Keeping the fire burning constantly and consistently in your life is a personal responsibility that you have to accept and fulfill every day as the Lord empowers you and grants you grace. As you do this consistently and faithfully, you will grow in spiritual stature and ranking before God and man. You will also become spiritually fervent, healthy, accurate, and potent, among many other benefits. Prioritize your priestly duties at the altar of the Lord every day. Set your heart ablaze with the fire of God so that you can set others on fire also. Proverbs 26 verse 28 declares, "Where there is no wood, the fire goes out." By maintaining and sustaining the spiritual practices and disciplines that fuel the fire of God in your life, you can become someone who burns and shines for the Lord. If you neglect constant prayer, fasting, reading, hearing, and meditating on the Word of God, the fire of the Spirit, zeal and fervency soon decays. If, however, you do not neglect prayer, fasting, reading, hearing, and meditating on the Word of God, the fire of the Spirit, zeal and fervency will burn brighter and brighter in your life. Take heed to yourself. Take heed to tend the fire of God on the altar of your heart on a daily basis. This is the way to ensure that it never goes out, but it burns brighter and brighter to the glory of God and the benefit of humanity. Now, let's take the declaration together, and I stand in agreement with you as we do that. Father, I thank you because you are a consuming fire. I receive a spark of your fire in my life. I declare that the spark becomes a flame. The flame becomes a fire, and the fire becomes an inferno. I declare that the fire on my altar never goes out, and the potency of my altar increases from strength to strength. I have an altar that is corrosive to the enemy and cannot be resisted by him and his courts. I am a burning and shining light. I set others on fire for the Lord and bring glory to his name. In Yeshua's name, amen. If you'd like to receive eternal life, which is a God kind of life, please say this prayer after me. Father, I come to you in the name of Yeshua. I believe in my heart that Yeshua died for my sins according to the scriptures. He was raised from the dead for my justification. I declare that Yeshua HaMashiach is my Savior and Lord. I am a child of God. Thank you, Father. In Yeshua's name, amen. If you just prayed this prayer, please send an email to info@ignitedailyinspirations.com. That is info@ignitedailyinspirations.com, using Next Step as a subject. It can help you grow into maturity in Christ. You can subscribe to Daily Declarations podcast by going to linktree.com/Francis Ubeku. That is linktree.com/Francis Ubeku, or simply copy the link and paste in your browser and it will take you there. If you were blessed by this or got some value from it, please use the share button. I am Francis Gbekwan. Before I come your way again, I want to pray for you and bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and may he give you peace. In Yeshua's name, amen.